Hello, welcome back. Lecture 33, we're talking about leadership, and in specifically, we are talking about modeling. Modeling as really the an expression of leadership, a very powerful tool that you and everybody else has. So let me pray for you, and then we're going to hop right back into 1 Peter 5. Lord, thanks for this day, and thanks, God, that we have the perfect model in you, in your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, let our eyes never stray far from him, but to be focused on him, Lord, to pattern our lives after him. And so, Lord, others might be able to live as we do. God, give us great influence for your kingdom's glory. We pray this in your name. Amen. Okay, so if you recall, in the last lecture, we introduced that there was three really kind of biblical aspects of leadership in 1 Peter 5, verses 2 and 3. And one was the calling and willingness. The second one was service. And now we're getting into the third one, which is modeling. Leadership as modeling. And so the end of that verse says, not lording the authority, not lording it over those to those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. So really, I think a good question is, what's the best way to lead people? I think it's by modeling. I think that is by far the most effective way to be a leader. We think about Harry's definition about how do you influence people? You lead them. How can you be effective? How do you do it the right way? You model. I mean, so how do you influence people? You model for them. How do you do it the right way? You do it by modeling the right way for them. We think of Blackaby. How do we get people to move onto God's agenda? Because by we move onto God's agenda first. So again, this is so much is going to be predicated upon you as a leader of setting the tone and setting an example for everyone else to follow. Now, there's some human psychology involved in this, because people are natural imitators. I mean, just think of like when a baby is born. You know, a baby learns how to speak. They learn how to live life by just imitating and following others. I mean, we can think of, as soon as there's like a style of dress or a kind of music or a way that people talk, and it becomes like the in thing. And there's just, you know, tons of people who start doing that because we naturally we imitate. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of reasons why we do that as humans. This isn't really the time or the place to get into that, but people are natural imitators. And so I can say, I, as a father with three children, I see that in them. Things that they do, behaviors that they do, ways that they kind of views that they have. They're just, in so many ways, copying myself and their mom in that. It's interesting, in the church, I see the same thing. Is I start using a certain kind of language, or I start painting a word picture for a vision or something, and then give it enough time, other people are starting to use the same vocabulary. They're starting to think about the same things. So modeling is really going to be, I think, your most effective way to lead your ministry. So just starting out, I would say, if you're doing something, your people will probably follow suit. Okay. In the same way, if you're not doing something, it's unlikely your people will. So if you're not, you know, actively inviting other people to come to your church worship service, or you're not actively sharing your faith, your church is probably not going to do that either, right? People aren't going to, like, go beyond you. They're not going to do things you're not doing. So For better or for worse, the things you do, they'll do. If you don't do it, they're probably not going to do it either. Okay? So let's talk about some scripture examples where we see this, and we're actually even commanded to be models. So Hebrews 13:7 says, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." So right here, we're given a direct command to imitate leaders. Remember your leaders, okay? Remember the people who taught you the gospel. Remember your spiritual, you know, mothers and fathers. And then it says, consider how they lived their life, how it paired with their faith, how it was a reflection of their faith, and then imitate it, like be like them. Try to copy them. They've set a good example for you. And isn't it interesting? It says, remember your leaders. That's who you're supposed to imitate. That's who you're most naturally going to imitate. It's those who are in leadership. Now, we see this certainly played out in the Gospels and then later in the book of Acts. Because what we see happen in the Acts, in the book of Acts, is just a really mirror reflection or a repeat of what goes on in the Gospels. So Jesus is doing ministry in the Gospels, and the disciples, for the most part, are watching. They do participate, but they're watching. And what is Jesus doing? He's he's preaching the gospel. He's praying. He's teaching. He's traveling. He's doing a ministry of mercy, all these kind of things. I mean, you know what Jesus' life looks like, okay? So when we get to the book of Acts, Jesus is now ascended into heaven. The Holy Spirit's fallen upon the apostles, and now they're doing ministry. What do they do? The exact thing that they saw Jesus do the 3 years they were following him around. They're just imitating the very same thing that they saw. So, and it makes sense. You know, they're going to do what Jesus did. And so why would, you know, and I think that's an important for us to keep going back to the Gospels and seeing what did Jesus do in ministry, and us to, you know, try to imitate that, right? I mean, he's the one that we're supposed to be imitating ultimately. Well, let's talk about that. And because somebody who believed heavily, heavily, heavily in this idea of leadership as modeling was Paul. And Paul writes about this a number of times. And you might not be aware of how often Paul gives this command to imitate him. Now, Paul doesn't have this great ego trip, right? But he sees what people, you know, this pagan world is like. And he's trying to live for Christ. And so he's like, you have two examples. You can live like the pagan world, or you can live like me. He goes, live like me. And again, Paul doesn't say he's perfect. And many times Paul says he's not. He's the chief of sinners. And he struggles through his sin yet. But he points himself as an example. So let's look at some. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." So we've kind of got this three layers of modeling. Jesus, and Paul says, I'm trying to follow Jesus as closely as I can. And so Paul then says to the people in Corinth, follow me as I follow Jesus, right? So we've got this, you know, Paul is learning from the model of Jesus, and then he wants the people to learn from the model that he then is doing. Okay, 1 Corinthians 4, okay? He says, therefore I urge you to imitate me. For this reason I have sent to you Timothy, my son whom I love, who is faithful to the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in the church. Okay, let's break this down. Again, he says, therefore, I urge you to imitate me. Okay, be, like me. Follow my example. And so he goes, to help you with that, I'm going to send you Timothy. And Timothy will remind you of this. Of how I lived, okay? And then you can follow Timothy. Timothy's going to be a good example for you. So you follow me, follow Timothy. Well, where did Timothy learn, what the Christian life looks like? He was Paul's, he was Paul's apprentice. He was Paul's protege. So now we've got, Jesus, and then Paul is under him, and then he teaches Timothy, and now there's all the people in Corinth. So is you've got Jesus as an example, you have Paul as an example, you have Timothy as an example. And it says, because we live in a way, again, he's not saying he's perfect, he's not saying that Timothy's sinless or anything like that, because we live in a way where our faith matches our practice. That what we say matches who we are and what we do. So this whole idea of leadership is so much on modeling. I mean, that's what Paul is banking on, this whole idea. So let's keep going on. Philippians 3. Paul says, join together in following my example, brothers, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. Again, he goes, join together in following my example. Okay? Again, Paul is banking heavily on this modeling business. But he goes, it's not just me. He goes, and keep your eyes on those who live as we do. So he goes, I'm not the only model. There's plenty of models out there who demonstrate what the Christian life looks like when it's lived well, when it's lived in faithfulness, when it's lived in obedience to Jesus Christ. Again, Paul's not elevating himself above the whole world or above the whole church. He's following Christ. He's trying to teach other people to follow Christ in a similar manner. But he goes, I'm not the only one. There's plenty out there. So again, we see leadership is about modeling. It's just about leading kind of almost without trying. I just live my life a certain way, and I'm leading. Because other people are natural imitators. They're going to look at me. Now let's look at this one. Again, this idea of looking, Paul set an example and the impact it has. So he writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Okay, let's break it down. Paul says you became imitators of us and the Lord. So, again, when Paul's saying you're following our example, you're following Christ, you're following the kind of life we led. And so what it says in verse 7 then, and so you became a model to all the believers. Okay? So by watching Paul's model, they became then a model to all the other believers. Now what it says is, it goes, and now your faith has become known everywhere. So now their influence, let's use some leadership terms, their influence has now gone beyond just their local area, but now Paul says people everywhere, throughout Asia Minor, throughout the Christian world, are talking about the people in Thessalonica and how they're living. So the model of Christ goes to the model of Paul, goes to the model of church leaders, goes to the model of the region, and now the whole world is talking about this. So you see how this idea of modeling is such an incredibly powerful tool. And so a few really good, I think, questions for us to be thinking about here. We're going to wrap this up in a moment. But there was one more verse here from Philippians 4:9 where Paul says this: "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice." So he goes, whatever you've heard or seen or learned from me, I want you to do it. It's the same message he said all along. And as I think about this, I think there's a really, really significant challenge for us. And that's this: am I worth imitating? Am I the kind of leader? Am I the kind of person? Am I living the sort of way that I can say in good faith, imitate me? And this journey to become a healthy church, imitate me. In this process of becoming revitalized, follow my example. Follow my lead. I find this to be just a really hard question to answer because there's parts of me that I think, yes, like absolutely, I feel like I'm living on point for the Lord. And there's things that I would definitely want my church to imitate. But there's other things in my life that I would say, I don't really want them to imitate that. And I could say I've seen that in my kids. They'll say something or they'll do something. And I'm like, I know where they got that. They got it from me and I didn't want them to. I hate that they got that from me or that they're following in that. So this goes back to a much earlier lecture we had on leadership when we were just really talking about character. If you recall, when Paul outlines the qualities of a leader, 15 of the 17 leadership qualities he elevated, they were character driven. Now we can see why, because so much of modeling is character related. So, am I worth imitating? I just want to just have us sit here for a minute and just keep have you think about that. And when this lecture is over, or you can hit pause now and just really think about this. Am I worth imitating? What am I modeling for other people, right? What am I modeling? Am I modeling good spiritual disciplines? Am I modeling gracious ways to handle conflict? Am I modeling effective leadership? Am I modeling discipling others? Am I modeling, just dealing with grace in difficult situations? All these kind of things. How am I modeling a family life? All these sort of things, because we all want to get to a point where we can say, I've built my life on Christ and I would like you to, follow in my footsteps. Okay? So, and then the last one, kind of a similar sort of question is, what would your ministry or your church look like if you were multiplied? Instead of, we could make copies of you. We could run you through a copier machine somehow, and we could populate the church with multiple versions of you. What would that ministry look like? How would it be different from it is now? And just thinking sort of about something like that, I think really pushes us to like just go down deep, recommit just, the life that we're living for the Lord, and just following Him as just sincerely and humbly and as passionately as we possibly can. Not that we're ever going to be perfect, but I think when people see something special in us, when they think, and by that I mean not like we're super wonderful, terrific, but when they see a work of God in us, when they see surrender in us, when they see obedience in us, they see the joy and the peace of Christ in us, and that's modeled. And I think that's when we're at our best as leaders. I think that's when we're making the biggest difference. And so whether you're in a ministry and you have like 20 people there or you have like 5,000, like, it doesn't matter. People are looking, people are going to imitate you, and to take that opportunity and make the most of it, truly to make the most of it. All right. So that is that's my final challenge for you on modeling. And I'm going to pray for you because, boy, you and I, we need prayer on this, right? Because there's, like I said, there's plenty of things I don't want modeled after me. And I want God to work in those areas of my life so that I would be just a wonderful example for my family and for my church family. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this wonderful calling to ministry. And God, we do confess, oh my goodness, we are not always worth imitating. But God, just as Paul did, help us to fix our eyes on you, that everything we do is flows from your example, and we are empowered by your Spirit to just yield to that and to submit to it. And God, that other people would see your presence in us and want to be just moved by that. And God, I pray that through modeling, churches might become healthy. They might become wonderful, beautiful places where the gospel is known and lived out because, Lord, there were leaders who were committed to following you. Lord, bless all those listening to this. God, help them be everything you've designed and called them to be. We pray this in your name. Amen.